From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. In verses 24 through 29 of chapter 1, the Apostle sets forth the essence of the gospel ministry. Last week, Dr. Cairns dealt with this passage under the title of A Faithful and a Fruitful Ministry. This week, he returns to that theme. It is a sad fact that we live in an age which greatly devalues the gospel ministry. Many look upon the ministry as just another occupation, one which carries a certain amount of prestige and security. The truth is that only God can make a minister of the gospel. Dr. Cairns will commence this message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Love the Church. The text is found in Psalm 102, verses 13 and 14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. Yes, our prayers for the church will be heard. The set time is come. We love the prayer meeting and the Sunday school and all the services of the Lord's house. We are bound in heart to all the people of God and can truly say, There's not a lamb in all thy flock I would disdain to feed. There's not a foe before whose face I'd fear thy cause to plead. If this is the general feeling, we shall soon enjoy times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Our assemblies will be filled, saints will be revived, and sinners will be converted. This can only come of the Lord's mercy, but it will come, and we are called upon to expect it. The time, the set time, is come. Let us bestir ourselves. Let us love every stone of our Zion, even though it may be fallen down. Let us treasure up the least truth, the least ordinance, the least believer, even though some may despise them as only so much dust. When we favor Zion, God is about to favor her. When we take pleasure in the Lord's work, the Lord Himself will take pleasure in it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want you to know that we appreciate very much the response from those of you who listen regularly to these broadcasts, and especially to those who take the time to contact us to let us know that you're being blessed by the programs. Among the various publications that we offer on Let the Bible Speak, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue will be The Risen Christ. The articles will include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the country of Poland, as well as a report of what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as why does a good God allow suffering, what is the unpardonable sin, and why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Now we turn again this morning to Colossians chapter 1, and we will commence reading at verse 24. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Paul has finished the 23rd verse saying, I am made a minister. And now he adds, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. We'll finish the reading at the end of verse 27. Trust the Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts for his name's sake. I have to return to the passage we were looking at and the subject we were looking at last Lord's Day, because we did not get anywhere near to the end of that subject. So I will be returning to these verses and the same general subject, which is the subject of the gospel ministry. Paul is speaking about ministering the glorious gospel of Christ. I think that one of the most alarming features of the modern church, especially here in America, not uniquely here in America, but certainly especially here, is the open devaluation and at times perversion of the Christian ministry, both in the pulpit and in the pew. There is a tendency to despise the gospel ministry, and that's only a step away from despising the gospel that is ministered. I have to say that ministers are chiefly to blame. Now, I don't want to get off on a tangent so early in the message this morning, but I think I do have cause to emphasize this. I am a Presbyterian by conviction, and I believe that the voice of the church, properly expressed, is a very important aspect of any man's call to the ministry. I believe, and I certainly sought to practice it when I felt that the Lord was leading me into the ministry. I believe that the very first voice that should be heard is the voice of the church to which the candidate for the ministry belongs, in which he has served as a member of the general body of Christ in that place. If the church to which I belonged, in which I lived and served for years, had no conviction either as to gift or calling in my life, it would have been highly presumptuous of me simply to go forward. There has to be also the voice of the church doing the calling. I have a very high regard, therefore, for the voice of God's church in its witness to the call of any man to the gospel ministry. I say that as a Presbyterian. However, I would have to say that were I an independent, such as a Congregationalist or a Baptist, I would hold very much the same view. I don't think that the church polity makes all that much difference in this particular instance. But what we are living to see today is the ascension to the pulpit of inferior men. Inferior men in the sense that we have a race very largely of self-appointed men. Self-appointed men, by that I mean, and you see this all around us, men who have no call from anybody to pastor a church. They have no commission from any church, be it Presbyterian or independent, to go forth and establish a church. And yet by mere self-appointment, forth they go. And self-appointed men very easily become self-promoting men and self-serving men. When that happens in the pulpit, you will find that there is, in the truest sense of the word, a spiritless ministry. You have a ministry that is more self than of the Spirit of God. And there is a devaluation, a perversion of the holiness, the sanctity, the divine appointment of the Christian ministry. As I say, ministers are largely to blame. Going along with this spirit, even among those who have been regularly called and appointed, there is often a very serious lack where men do not hold the pulpit that they occupy in any sense of awe. Men forget the old way of speaking. I know that this is how I grew up listening to the pulpit described as the sacred desk. Sacred because on it sits the Word of God. From it is proclaimed the Word of God. The sacred desk. And yet so many men stand behind it without any evident sense of awe or even of reverence. When you get a preacher whose chief claim to fame is that he can crack more one-line jokes in a 30-minute message than any other known preacher, then you have something seriously wrong. The Apostle Paul, as we'll see, had a very different view. But without this divine appointment, without the consequent ministry of the Spirit, without this sense of overwhelming awe, is it any wonder that the people generally come to despise both the sanctity and the authority of the Christian pulpit? As I say, how different was Paul's view? The great apostle to the Gentiles served with a woe upon his soul. When he came to preach, he said, "Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." I was thinking just yesterday, the day before, of the words of Naomi to Ruth after they had returned to the land of Israel. And Naomi looked at Ruth and she thought of Boaz, the kinsman redeemer in her family. She thought of bringing them together and she looked at Ruth and she said, "Shall I not seek your good?" What a question. A question, by the way, that every Christian parent should be asking. It should become the paramount question of your life. But it's the question also that every Christian minister should be asking. Shall I not labor for your good? Shall I not ever seek to introduce you to the greater than Boaz, to the great kinsman redeemer? That must be the burden of every Christian parent, and it must be the burden of every Christian pulpit. Certainly was Paul's burden. Woe is unto me if I fail to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. To Paul, that meant this is not a career choice. This is not simply a chosen way to make a living. For many years, it didn't make a living for Paul. He made his own living. In many ways, this was his way of dying. As he looked at the burden upon him, the need of the people, the state of society, the urgency of the need that confronted him, he felt, and here is the most gifted man, I believe, in the New Testament church, the most spiritually talented man, the man who was most greatly blessed and used of God, even over and above men like Peter and James and John. And he says, who is sufficient for these things? But with that woe in the heart of Paul, and to some extent in the heart of every minister who's called of God, and to every Christian who serves in the body of Christ, there comes also an undying commitment. We're insufficient, says Paul, but our sufficiency is of Christ. We are incapable, but we have a capability in Christ. We're impotent, but we have power in Christ. We're failures, but we have success in Christ. So to Paul, the Christian ministry and Christian service generally was a sacred charge. And thus here in Colossians chapter 1, as he comes to speak of the Christian ministry, he does so in terms of the deepest reverence.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.